Hey, what's going on, guys? This is the Dream Job Podcast. My name is Adam Close.
I'm Alan Stiles.
And I'm Shamari Block. The block is hot.
What's going on, guys? How you guys been?
Great.
Been all right.
Yeah. Would be better if the weather was good on weekends as well as weekdays. But besides that, can't really complain.
Or if you could really just get out and enjoy a nice, warm Friday night on the town.
That's the truth, too.
And on the town, I mean the town.
Shout out, Oakland.
Not a town? You're talking about the town?
I'm talking about the town. The town. All
right. Smoking straight West Coasting.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not all bad news, guys. We're going to have some NBA action about 6 weeks from now or so.
Yes.
Proposal is 22 teams. We're going to play some games. We're going to seed it out. They gave Zion and them a chance to get in down there in New Orleans. I appreciate that. We're going to see some things we never saw before. I appreciate the NBA giving us that novelty. You guys have any thoughts on the proposal?
I mean, it sounds good. I'm just like, why? Why is it going to take so long? You have billions of dollars. Let's get this thing going next week. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, end of July, at least we have something to look forward to, but it's around the corner, because before the proposal came, there was no corner and we were just driving on a straight road. So I'm not going to complain, but there's a plenty of time for us sports talking heads to discuss who we think is going to be the eventual champion. You know, there's a lot going on about this championship having an asterisk. And I think now people are saying it might be quite the opposite. Whoever wins is going to think, hey, we got through all this and eventually became the champion. So a lot of thoughts to kind of run through on this one.
No home court advantage.
None.
And I mean, I don't know who that favors.
I mean,
except for the Los Angeles Lakers, because that's a clear.
The Bucks. They were going to play the
Clippers.
No,
if they were going to play the Clippers in the Western Conference, that's they were going to get seven home games. Whereas now, they're going to get a vacant lot or whatever they're going to be playing.
Right. I mean, I'll tell you. I don't know. Yeah, who it helps, but I'll tell you what. I'm sitting here looking at the Eastern Conference, and of course, as a Warrior fan, we were talking about. You know, the article came out. Do you trade Klay for Giannis? We'll discuss that topic on a different day. But I can tell you this much, when it comes to who I don't think is going to help at all, the 76ers, I mean, they are abysmal on the road. So I'm pretty sure they just don't have a shot, in my opinion, of getting very far in the playoffs. You know, I'm looking at the Bucks, obviously, the Raptors, who a lot of people would say, you know, have been playing out of their minds when they were playing, and same with the Heat. Those are my three for the Eastern Conference final. Oh, and how could I forget the Celtics? So the Celtics and Bucks would be my one and two, and my two dark horses would be the Raptors and the
Heat.
And
the Heat got a bunch of guys. I think they have like eight guys in double digits.
Right.
And you've never heard of any of them besides Jimmy Butler. So
yeah, the Bucks have Giannis, and that's kind of all that matters. Everybody in the East is competing to lose to the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals.
I don't know about
that's what
that,
they're competing
man.
For. That's what they're competing for. The Raptors are legit, and they're second in defense. Their defense is legit, and I'm a firm believer in defense. Defense wins championships. So far as I'm concerned, I will always pick the defensive team. But the Bucks are also number one in defense.
Yeah,
man, it's hard to even think into the future, because we've never seen anything like this.
Right.
We've never seen – it's like, oh, our veteran's going to play better, or our rookie's going to play better. Our team's going to galvanize, or team's going to fall apart. I think another interesting to think is the survivor nature of it, where once the playoff starts and team get eliminated, then the bubble – the people inside of the bubble start getting smaller and smaller, and the population density gets smaller. And yeah. So it's like, oh, man, I guess the magic weren't up to par. I guess they're early vacation.
Exactly. But, you know, I was going to say, it's almost like, yeah, it's like Hunger Games. It's like, once you're done, you're toast. Like, get out of here, right? But taking it to the Western Conference, this is something I wanted to talk about. Because you look at, everyone is talking about how much rest LeBron is going to get. And I think that's fair. But what I want to talk about is the fact that, okay, the last time we checked, the Clippers were trying to rest, you know, do the load management thing. And the argument against the Clippers, you know, Paul George has been really banged up. The argument against the Clippers is that I probably only saw them play all together. I can probably count on one hand, and I don't think I need all of my fingers, right? But now we're going into a situation where the Clippers got so lucky. Not only did they get a load management dream, now everything is on a blank slate because no one has played together. So they're going into the eight games regular season just like everyone else, and then they start the playoffs. This is perfect for the Clippers.
I agree. I really like – I mean, Paul George, they played 22 games without Paul George. They're second in three-point field goal percentage defensively. They're third in field goal percentage defensively, and that number's only going to go up with Paul George. And again, I like the defense. I'm a defense win championships. The Lakers, they're up there in defense, but they just don't have what the Clippers have. The Clippers also have that depth, and that Clippers team played the Warriors last year as hard as anyone. I mean, honestly, I think that Clippers team beats the Toronto Raptors in the finals last year because they took the Warriors to seven games at almost full strength, and with, the Raptors,
you know, they didn't have Kawhi. Are you putting Kawhi on the Clippers or with Kawhi still on the Raptors?
Hello, that's a I what?
Okay, are you saying the Clippers?
I'm talking about
the Kawhi Leonard vortex right now.
Kawhi Leonard would have been on the Raptors though.
That's what I'm saying. Kawhi Leonard was on the Raptors. That's what I'm saying. So without Kevin Durant and without Klay Thompson, the Warriors were pretty damn close to defeating the Raptors. I mean, I know it only went to six games, but you know, who knows what happens if you have Klay and if you have a Durant, right? That same Clippers team without Paul George, without Kawhi Leonard, took the Warriors to seven games. That was their biggest test last season. And then you add Leonard and George to that team, and how do you beat them? You understand what I'm saying?
They're the Clippers, man.
Yeah. Right.
And hasn't the story the whole time, the whole season with the Clippers been, are these guys going to be able to come together and play together? I don't think them doing their own thing. You think Kawhi Leonard was hosting workouts?
Probably not.
I think he was playing Minecraft.
I don't know. Like I said, that team,
all right, guys,
that team
all
right. was the toughest team the Warriors faced last year.
I agree with you. I hope anybody beats the Lakers.
No, the Clippers, don't get it. Don't get me twisted. The Clippers are my pick to win it all. I thought you were saying that Clippers team from last year would beat the Raptors. That's why.
I'm saying the Clippers would have beat last year's Raptors. That is exactly what I was saying.
Oh, someone turn the stove off. It's hot in here. Turn the stove off.
Moonshot. Yeah. All right. So give it to me, Alan. Who's in the finals?
Yeah, so like I said, we want, as a Warrior fan, we want the Bucks to lose immediately. So I'm not putting them in the finals because that's a better chance of the Warriors getting Giannis. So I'm going Clippers against the Celtics. And Kawhi already been winning, so Clippers winning it all.
Wow.
All right, so
what about you, Shamari?
I got the Bucks bludgeoning every opponent in the Eastern Conference. Then I have the Clippers skating through, tough series against the Lakers in the finals, and Paul George and Kawhi Leonard come together and make Giannis look human. But it goes to seven games.
Yeah, it really is all about
– you guys both have the Clippers winning the championship?
Great minds think alike.
Yeah. Look, for me, it's all about the same reason it all runs together, right? If Giannis doesn't win or if the Bucks don't win, it's all for the same reason that he ends up leaving. What is Chris Middleton? You know, what is he really? He's a really good player, but is it enough? If it's enough and the Bucks win, sorry, Warrior fans, we're not going to get Giannis, right? But if it's not enough and they're not able to get anyone else, so it's really, there's a lot riding on Chris Middleton and Bledsoe to me.
I think something else is going to happen. I think Giannis.
Do tell.
I think Giannis's lack of 3-point shot is going to get exposed. I think the Heat are going to beat them in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think the Lakers are going to win the Western Conference Finals.
What?
And I think the Heat have more of a San Antonio Spurs makeup than people might think because we never get to see them play and we don't know anybody on their team. They got a lot of shooters. They got a lot of dunkers. They got nine guys that play defense. They got nine guys that rebound. Eric Spoelstra is a hell of a coach. And like I said, it's a jumble die right now. Who knows what it's going to be? It could be anything.
No, yeah. I mean,
Miami has as close to as what is a home court advantage as can be, because the Magic probably are going to lose all five games and not make the playoffs.
I mean, I'll give you this. They do kind of remind me of last year's Clippers, where you have like the no-name kind of squad.
Enough with last year's Clippers.
All right. Hey, I was nervous. I was nervous in that seven-game series, okay? I was nervous.
Doc Rivers is not going to win any more coaches of the year, all right? He's ruffled too many feathers.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I could rock with the Heat. I think Jimmy Butler has been one of those guys that very interesting player to me. He can be chippy at times. You know, he works. Everybody knows he works his butt off. So I would be happy for him. But do they have enough? You know, Bam Adebayo, guys like that. They have a really nice core. And here's the thing. Whenever we're picking winners, who do we tend to pick? People who have won before, teams who have won before. Last year was tough because LeBron had left. Nobody had come out of the East before since LeBron. And now the Raptors won last year. Kawhi's gone. So we can all just pick a random team. Nobody was picking the Warriors until they won. You know?
That's what I did.
Yeah.
All right. So you are listening to the Dream Job Podcast. I'm Shamari Block, here with Adam Close and Alan Stiles. So, fellas, I know we all threw down on the video games back in the day and maybe even currently, right?
We are quarantined, so plenty of video games being played.
All right, so here's the question I have for you. First things first, what was your favorite cheat code player to use? That player in a video game that was like literally using it was cheating. Second thing second, which was a player that you hated when people use? That player that someone would just cheat with. You're just like, oh, my God, you're not even playing the game anymore. All right, let's start with Alan.
Yeah, so for my pick, for who I would usually choose, that's going to be the Mariners. I'm going to go ahead and pick a team. Ken Griffey Jr. was on the Mariners in Ken Griffey Jr. Baseball, which came out in 1998 on N64. That game was ridiculous. You had – so the way they would hit on the game, it was based on how big your circle was.
Sorry, I wasn't trying to signal you. I was pantomiming.
That's exactly – yeah.
Sorry, I was reliving my
For the listeners, Adam was doing what happens in the game. So basically, based on how good your hitter was how big your circle was. Everyone on the Mariners, except for like Jay Buhner, had a circle like – It was huge. It was ridiculous.
Like a beach ball.
It was a beach ball. So you had Ken Griffey Jr., Alex Rodriguez, Edgar Martinez, Joey Cora. And then, by the way, Randy Johnson is on the bump. And I was telling these guys in the pre-show, he threw 100 miles per hour with his fastball. You press the Z and the B for super fast. This guy was throwing 106 miles per hour for a super fast pitch until about the eighth inning. So you really just couldn't – you would have to try to lose. For who annoyed me, I would say on PlayStation 2, anybody that played NBA Street, basically, I don't even know if I had a team that I didn't – or a player that I didn't like, because that game was so crazy. There was goaltending. There was anything. But if you got – basically, if you got down by more than three buckets, you were going to lose because you couldn't get a shot up. So anyone – and then you could unlock Michael Jordan. If you put – Michael Jordan, Shaq, and Allen Iverson on the team, you're not losing. You're not losing. So that would be the team that annoyed me unless I had them. But, yeah, the Mariners, that game came out in 98. They won 90 games in 97, which is – and it was Ken Griffey Jr.'s game, which is why it was just ridiculous. I can still hear it right now. Hi, this is Ken Griffey Jr. Let's play Major League Baseball. So that will always be my pick.
Man, I didn't play a lot of baseball games, but my cousin had that game. And that's probably why I didn't get into a lot of baseball games, because he used to smoke me. That technique of getting the circle on the pitch, it's so much easier to hit a real pitch.
Right.
Especially with the N64. That was a flawed joystick to begin with.
Oh, all right, gosh. So, here we go.
So I'm going to just run through some. On NHL 95 on Sega Genesis, The Detroit Red Wings were a cheat team to use. They had like 9 Hall of Famers or some baloney. Steve Yzerman. More. I don't know a lot of hockey. I know that team was unfair to play with. Also, there was a Madden where Chad Ochocinco was on the Patriots before the roster update came on. So if you happened to play against somebody, you had Tom Brady in the Patriots offense and defense with Chad Ochocinco, who still had a 91 speed or some crap like that. And it was that sucked. But the game that me and my friends played the most was NBA Live 05 with Carmelo on the cover. This game had really good gameplay. You push the button to do a spin move. The joystick had some playmaker moves. But everybody's actual gameplay was based on their rating. And so you had a player like Chris Birdman Anderson who had a 99 dunk and a 99 block. And because of that, at 6'10", he had a 67 overall player rating. But at 6'10", he could contend with Shaq on the post. Brevin Knight, shout out Stanford, he was averaging 12 steals a game because he was a 97 steal. So you couldn't not play him.
Right.
And in that game, the game that annoyed me, my boy Hollywood would always play with the Supersonics. Yeah, that's how old the game was, the Seattle Supersonics. Ray Allen was the star of the team, but they had a whole bunch of baloney players on the team that he would murder me with. It was Luke Ridenour. It was Robert Swift playing center. Rashard Lewis wasn't even that good, but he had a 3-point, a dunk, and a block or some stuff like that, man.
Which is all you need.
Man, it was too much. Ray Allen was unstoppable. He was bashing on people. Baron Davis was unstoppable in that game with the Charlotte Hornets.
Okay, those are some good ones. Those are some good ones.
How about you, Shamar?
So just first things first, honorable mention to the Madden greats on Madden 93. That was a ridiculous team to play with. And anybody that played with that team was absolutely cheating. But, you know, if you had some skills, you could take somebody down. Also honorable mention, Steph Curry on NBA 2K. And honestly, in the NBA 2K, it was the Jordan story. If you played with Jordan, you were also cheating. But so the two that the one that I love, Madden 98, Madden 99, Minnesota Vikings, Randy Moss. Randy Moss was so unstoppable, just like on the court. I mean, 98, 99, he tore up the league, came in as a rookie, tears the league up. Culpepper eventually wound up on the Madden cover guy. And we all know what happens when you wind up on the cover of Madden. But 98 or 99, Randy Moss, not only could you throw over the top with Randy Moss, which everybody liked to do, but I had this special play I ran where you go trips right, wide receiver screen with Moss. You get all the blocking. Moss has one man to beat. You hit circle spin at the right time. It's a touchdown every time. Oh, so many memories, so many angry faces, so many controller throws down after I ran that play. The player that annoyed me, and yes, I cheesed with Randy Moss, but it was still within the context of how the games played, okay? I'm throwing the screen. I'm busting a move. The dude that just annoyed me with people would use was Michael Vick in 04, 05, the first one he was in. That's just no.
I wanted to pick him so bad.
You remember the Reebok commercial?
Oh yeah. Vick experience. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Man. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Shamar.
Oh, nothing. That was like you weren't even actually playing football. And I know everybody goes for it on fourth down and Madden didn't like that and all. Like, so it's video game football. I get it, but just that's not cool. And by the way, if you picked me and you picked Michael Vick, I knew how to shut that down.
Oh yeah.
What was the technique? Yeah. Well, tell the listeners, Shamari. What was the technique?
I mean, basically you go like bare front or something where you just get as many people with the line of scrimmage as possible. And you really, because most people that did this didn't throw the ball. They were just trying to run. And you just act like they're not gonna throw the ball because most of the time they wouldn't. And they're gonna get their yards against you, but they're gonna have to go up and down the field slowly. And right. I was the master of throwing over
he
the
was
top.
Prone to fumble.
Yeah. Okay, wait, just also, I'm going to say this, in the early days of online Madden, when there were like roughly a million-ish players playing, I was ranked in the top 10,000. No equal show. That was my handle. True story.
Okay. Humble brag right here.
Okay.
You know, the only way I knew how to beat Vic was super underrated in that game. Donovan McNabb and the Eagles. He was like basically just as fast as Vic. And had a bunch of weapons. Anytime I had a buddy who picked Vic, I'm like, I got to go Eagles. It's the only shot I have.
Oh, wait. I forgot. I just remembered one more technique of stopping Vic. nickel defense, so you have a bunch of fast defensive backs on the field, have everybody up pressing, and that way he can't get away as easily.
I would do some even crazier thing. I would put like a backup safety as my nose tackle, and then just have them drop in coverage and try to spot him. So it was kind of like a nickel, but not real football also. Cause right. You want to play rugby? We could play rugby. It's good.
The funniest part was you could be, you know, he could be running backwards, literally running backwards. You press circle and you're still completing a pass for about 80 yards.
Oh yeah. I had that. I had that happen. Yeah. Also shout out to Bo Jackson, the original cheat code on Tecmo Bowl, man. That was just ridiculous. So if anyone who's ever played Tecmo Bowl, you know that you had four plays and the goal was to pick the same play as the other person. You could pick the run play that Bo Jackson was going to run and he would still run through your whole defense. So I read this article earlier today, and that's kind of where I got the idea from. And it's the most dominant video game athletes of all time by Jordan Cohn. It's on the radio.com website. And a couple of notable ones on here. One of them is John Dowd in MVP Baseball 2005, which was Barry Bonds' alter ego because they couldn't use his name in the game because he was Barry Bonds.
Number 26 instead of 25. Yeah.
Then you had Steph Curry, NBA 2K, and the author Jordan Cohn says, more so than LeBron James or Michael Jordan, who are also highly, highly 99 rated players, Steph Curry has the advantage of you don't even have to know how to shoot in this game. And you just launch it from half court and you're shooting 40%. And then also in the mix was Bo Jackson. That was his number one athlete, which is also local ties Raiders.
There you go. Well, yeah, it's always nice to take a trip down memory lane when it comes to all that good stuff. As always, you were listening to the Dream Job Podcast with myself, Alan Stiles, Shamari Block, and Adam Close. So there's a lot going on and there's a lot not going on when it comes to Major League Baseball. The MLB draft is on Wednesday and they're cutting it to 5 rounds instead of the usual 40. And also the newest proposed schedule or proposed agreement was delivered on Monday. I've read that the players will probably reject it. Surprise, surprise. A lot going on in Major League Baseball. So I want to ask a fairly generic question to the both of you. How are you feeling right now about the future of Major League Baseball?
I mean, I feel like they're going to be fine. Everyone feels like the sky is falling. I don't feel like that. I feel like even if they don't play this year, they don't play next year, what are we going to stop playing baseball? I don't think that's likely. The wheels of that industry are moving too far and too wide across our country. So I don't think people are going to stop playing baseball, especially with CTE and the football numbers dropping. But beyond that, I feel like maybe this is going to be a wake-up call to owners in other sports, where the players are waking up to the fact that they are the product. And so if it's about money, if it's about risk, that's the owner's job. They got to put that money up. They got to put up that risk. These guys play the sport. The lawyers negotiate the contracts to get them the most money. They're not going to take less money. They shouldn't. The rich people should pay more because that's how the system was set up. They're set up to put up the money, to put up the risk in case something happens. Something has happened. Pony up.
I mean, I'm not super concerned about baseball because baseball is what it is. Baseball has been on a decline. I love baseball. A lot of people, most people don't. It's lost its appeal. And if you think about when baseball was America's pastime, baseball became America's pastime when the primary way that people entertained themselves was listening to the radio. Baseball is the best radio sport out there. It's amazing on the radio. It's good on television, but if you listen to a basketball game or a football game, on the radio. You're like, what? Wait, what? Okay, what just happened? Right. You can follow it. It's good. It's chill. And that's what I like about it. Like, I can do other things while I'm listening to baseball, like drive or work on the car, whatever the hell, right? Baseball's good in that way. Radio itself is becoming less and less significant in a lot of ways in terms of watching entertainment. Not because radio radio's competing with television, and on television, football and basketball are just an ultimate, they're the spectacle. It's tough to compete with. So baseball is going to be fine because it's going to be what it is. It is going to be the third sport eventually. And in some ways, I think it is. And that's sad because, I don't know, baseball is like, it's chill. And like, that's what I like about it. And I don't think that enough people have enough chill to really appreciate it. When I was a kid, I played football because I'm like, oh, baseball's boring. And then when I grew up, I was in my early 20s. I was working in San Francisco. I'd come home every day at like 5 o'clock and I'd watch my Giants. And that's when I fell in love with baseball at 2021.
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, I think how I'm thinking about this is what's happening, the pandemic, it's accelerating a lot of different things, right? So when you take companies, you know, especially tech companies, we're in the Bay Area. Now they're going to look at buying or renting out a huge building in SF and saying, why are we going to pay for that? You know, we don't need to pay for that because we've already proved that we can get just as much work done with people working from home. You don't need to come in 5 days a week anymore. We were probably going to get there, but the pandemic accelerated that process. I feel the same way about the MLB draft. 40 rounds is ridiculous. And before, like, I think it was 1990 or in 2012, they cut it to 40 from 50. That was in 1998. Before 1998, it was even longer than that. And we know the story about Mike Piazza going in the 62nd round. That's one in a million, right? According to like Baseball Reference, only 7% of players that get drafted after the 20th round make it to the bigs. And out of that 7%, they're probably counting people that just get a cup of coffee. That's not necessarily a full length career. You know what I mean?
One at bat.
Exactly. So I'm actually thinking about it from this perspective. Okay, they're saying that the draft on Wednesday is 5 rounds. Next year, there might be 20 rounds. It is well documented. These minor leaguers, they're not living a lavish life. Let's put it to you like that, right? So cutting these rounds, and maybe there's going to be eventually less leagues, right? Because people think it's just single A, double A, triple A. There's rookie ball, there's high A, there's low A. There's like 5 or 6 leagues to get there. So thinking about how African Americans haven't been in the game that much because they're looking at football and basketball like, why am I going to go to the middle of nowhere and try to make it that way when football and basketball happens so much faster? Maybe this is the start of some of those top tier athletes saying, oh, there's only 2 leagues before the big leagues. Maybe I'll try it out. I know we're far from that, but I'm feeling optimistic about that if they head in that direction long term. But short term, I really couldn't tell you when they're actually going to play the next season.
Hey, I can't say for Shamari saying that he likes to listen to baseball and do other things, that is not good. Like,
if you're making an entertainment product.
And you're like, all right, here's the thing. We want people to be able to do other things while they enjoy our entertainment.
Adam, you're trying to say is good background music? Is that what you're trying to say?
I mean, he's not wrong. But, like, basically, he's saying a baseball game is a podcast.
That is not a bad comparison.
I love listening to baseball on the radio, especially in the Bay Area, because all of our play-by-play guys like to drink heavily.
John Miller. Oh.
But, yeah, you know, I think that was a great episode. We got to talk about something we haven't talked about in a long time, which is an upcoming season for NBA. We got to take a trip down memory lane with the video games and try to be optimistic when it comes to Major League Baseball, which I always think is just impressive in itself. So great job, guys. Why don't you give your socials and we'll get the heck up out of here.
Okay, so before I drop my social, I'm going to say we're going to drop our socials. Drop hit us up on our Twitter or whatever and tell us what your favorite and your most hated cheat code athlete or team in sports is. I'm Shamari Block. You can find me at The Block is Hot 3 on Twitter, Shamari Block on Instagram.
I'm Adam Close. I'm at Adam from Genesis on Instagram. And all of the guys that I used to whoop in Live 05 in my parents' garage while they were asleep. And when they got up for work in the morning, I would pretend like I had also just gotten up. Even though we were playing Live 05 all morning, y'all were getting whooped. I need y'all to chime in and let me know what players you like to play with.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And as always, I am Alan Styles. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @_StylesFiles with an I. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And until next time, be safe, be well, be wise. Peace.